God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. What is going on? It is another beautiful day. Amen. In God's kingdom, on this side of glory. Amen. God bless you. If you are here, we are firing on all cylinders. We are on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, as well as the podcast. Amen. As you guys know, I'm still under the weather. I had to pray last night and get it all together. Amen. So I'm feeling a little better, but I'm not 100%. God bless you, Terry. Whew, it's wonderful to see you and Gil this morning. Amen. Whew, obedience is better than sacrifice. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Terry, for ministering to me. Terry has easy does it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. I definitely needed that. Whew. Trying to be faithful. Do what the Lord says to do. Get up in the morning. Be prepared. Get myself ready to walk out the door all while I am not feeling well. Amen. Whew. But God is good. And I know you guys came to hear a word. And that is what I want to bring you on today. Give me 1 second, please. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Thank you. Thank you. My God. Thank you, God. We make a plan. Lord, have mercy. Thank you. Thank you if you're here. Thank you for your patience. I'm trying to catch my breath. Thank you, Father. Let's go and do what we came to do. We came to pray, process today's devotional, and God resilient and pursue God's word. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you, we worship you, and we honor you, Father God. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your spirit. Father God, we thank you for who you are, Lord Jesus. Father God, thank you for your strength. Thank you for your transforming power. Thank you for your healing. Thank you, Lord God, for the will to do your will. My God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the will to do your will. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that obedience is better than sacrifice. Thank you that the willing and the obedient eat the good of the land. My God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your people who are obedient to seek you first thing in the morning, to seek you, thy kingdom, and thy righteousness. Amen. That everything that we need, amen, shall be given unto us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Lord have your way in this time, on this live, through these airwaves. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Bring forth your people. If there is a word in the house for your people, call them forth so they will hear what thus saith the Lord. Hide me, God, in the cleft of thy wings. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Excuse me, y'all. Hallelujah. So we have been talking about kingdom value. God bless you, Terry. Yes, my inhaler is upstairs. When you're rushing to try to get downstairs, you forget some things. Amen. But we have been talking about kingdom value. Whether you are on YouTube, I see there is someone on YouTube. Whether you are on Facebook or you're going to be checking out the recording on the podcast later on. You have kingdom value. Amen. You. Amen. And there are things that can impede upon not your kingdom value, but your perception of your kingdom value. It will impede upon how you show up. Amen. And how you show up can alter how you actually function within your kingdom value. And so on yesterday, we talked about negative self-talk and how we need to overcome our negative self-talk. Amen. But on today, we are going to talk about dismantling the trap of comparison. When we compare ourselves to other people, honey, we trap ourselves. And it's not the type of trap that you think. Amen. And so we have some key words on today. And our key words or key phrases, the first one that we're going to look at, hallelujah, is justification and humility. God bless you, Evelyn. It is wonderful to see you this morning. Amen. Y'all put down justification and humility. That is our first key phrase. Now, what is comparison? Comparison actually is when you look at what you have versus what you don't have and start to pinpoint it up against what somebody else has or does not have. Amen. And so we have to remember that comparison can lead to two things. When you compare yourself to other people, it can lead to feelings of inadequacy or self-righteousness. A lot of times we look at the fact that, oh, this person has this and we don't have that. So we start to feel bad about ourselves. We start to feel lack. We start to feel inadequate. But there's another side to comparison, that you can start to feel self-righteous. Amen. And so we want to make sure that when we dismantle this trap of comparison, that we dismantle feelings of inadequacy as well as self-righteousness. Amen. And so now, the only way that we can do anything from God, and we know this, the only way we can do anything for God or with God, amen, is when we understand the power of justification. Evelyn says, this is so true, but we don't know what that person went through to get what they have. You are absolutely right. We are looking at people and we are comparing ourselves to them. And we have no idea what they went through to get what they have. And then on the other side, we don't know what they've lost. Think about it. It's looking at people like they have a lot and then feeling inadequate, but also looking at people who are in a situation and we start to feel self-righteous. And we like, no. You don't. Everybody hits a rough spot in life. Everybody gets in a down spot in life. Everybody goes through seasons in life. It may be your summer season, but it's my winter season. But don't judge my winter season. Don't judge me where I am right now at a point that you see me in this life. Because you don't know where I've been. You don't know what I know. You don't know where I come from. We all have mountains and we all have valleys. And so it's both sides that we want to dismantle that trap on both sides of the coin. And then you got to make sure that you check yourself on both sides of the coin. That you don't start looking at somebody else and then you forget about the power of God in your life. And what he can do in your life and how he has blessed you in your life. And you start to feel inadequate because you don't have what somebody else has. And you got to be very careful that you don't look down on people because you're in a certain place in your life. Or better yet, that you don't start puffing yourself up. Well, I've been this and I've been that. And don't get it twisted because, if you would have saw me in my heyday, honey, if you would have caught me a couple of years ago, honey, go check my receipts, honey. Go back and look where I've been. Okay, look, it is only by the grace of God that you are where you are and that you have where you have. We got to learn how to be content in whatever state that we are in, whether we are abased or where we are abound. That's what Paul taught us. So we got to be very careful that we are not comparing ourselves to other people. God bless you, Pastor Carr. It is wonderful to see you this morning. So now let's get back to that topic of justification. The only reason why we have kingdom value is because of the concept of justification. And what is justification? Declaring a sinner to be righteous on account of their faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's it. We are justified and have kingdom value only because of the saving work of Jesus Christ. We can't earn justification. We can't earn righteousness. We can't earn kingdom value. Amen. Excuse me, y'all. Hold on one second. We can't earn it. Hallelujah. It is only because of the blood shed of Jesus Christ and you accepting the work of Jesus on account of you as a sinner. That's it. That's the beginning. And that is what justifies your kingdom value. Nothing that the world does, not even your will, not even your desire. Because what does Paul say? The very good that I want to do, I don't do. And the very thing that I want to do, I don't do it. And I end up doing the thing that I don't want to do. Who's going to save me from this wretched body of sin? Oh, thank God he will. Think about it. Even your desires, even your intent is not good enough. What did Jesus say at the Garden of Gethsemane? My God, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Can y'all even pray for me for an hour? We get so twisted sometimes. We're looking at other fallible, sinful people and comparing ourselves to them. Oh, then we forget that my sin may not be your sin. My weakness may not be your weakness. My vice may not be your vice, but guess what? You got sin, you got a weakness, and you got a vice. We all do. But we look at other people's stuff as if it's worse. And then we want to justify ourselves. We want to get self-righteous. Remember, this is both sides of the coin. You can look at other people and feel inadequate, or you can look at other people and become self-righteous. Either way, we need to stop comparing ourselves. We are dismantling that trap of comparison and understand that our kingdom value only rests in the saving grace of Jesus Christ. That's it. We are justified because of Jesus. So none of us can boast. We can't boast in our education. We can't boast in our bank account. We can't boast because of our family. We can't boast in who we know. We can't be name dropping. The only name we should be dropping is the Lord Jesus Christ. If we're going to rub elbows, we need to rub elbows with the one who sticks closer than a brother. And yes, the word of God says that Jesus grew in stature, wisdom, and favor with God and man. Yes, the word of God says that. But it is in God. And Jesus learned obedience through sacrifice. It was his suffering. Amen. His suffering. He learned obedience through his suffering. Amen. And so we want to be very, very careful. Yes, Terry, we boast in Jesus, not in ourselves, not in any earthly thing or any earthly accomplishment. It's great that we have accomplishments, but what is valuable in one setting is invaluable in another setting. Okay? And let me give you an example. You guys know that I've had business coaches. I've shared that before. And when I was doing like some research and looking into who I wanted to hire to be my business coach, I had one of those discovery calls and I was on the phone and they were asking me questions to see if I was a good fit for their company, which is fine. That's how most coaches run their business. So when the woman was like, okay, well, what type of coaching do you want to do? So I was saying to her, I said, well, you know, I have my doctorate in education. I have my own theory, you know, in the past, you know, I taught about discovering the authentic self. You know, I'm just telling her about myself. And, you know, the first thing she said to me, she says, no one cares that you have a doctorate. Your doctorate degree doesn't matter. And I'm like, wait, I'm telling you, you asked me a question. You asked me, what area do I think I want to coach people in? So I'm giving you like my verbal resume to kind of help you understand where I've been and what I've done. But she quickly shut down the fact that I had a doctorate, because it's people who are making millions of dollars without a doctor's degree. So in that arena, in that area, my earthly accomplishment carried no weight. And we got to understand that there are instances that even if you have reached a certain level, even in this world, it may not carry weight. So it's going to always be a next level. It's going to always be another mountain to climb. It's going to always be the next thing, the next wave, the next trend, the next. And I'm not saying that we don't have to keep up so that we can be relevant. But when it comes to comparing yourself to the world versus who you are in the kingdom of God and the value that you have in the kingdom of God, we must dismantle that trap of comparison. Amen. So what is self-righteousness? We are trying to earn God's favor through personal merit or good works. We have to stop that. Because, honey, we will look at other people. How come they don't go to church? How come they don't get it? How come they still struggling? Well, where's their faith? Well, don't they believe in Jesus? Well, don't they got a title? Well, didn't they do this before? Well, they must have let the devil in. They must have got weak. And then we start like looking at people. We don't know why people struggle. We don't know what goes on in people's life. Sometimes people don't even know what goes on in their own life. But we're so quick to point a finger and get self-righteous and look at the stuff that we do and think that we're better than somebody else, that we're in a different place. And even if we are in a different place, it is by the grace of God. And I'm not saying that we don't have responsibility. Yes, we all have to take responsibility for our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Yes. But we don't know. So we have to be careful and dismantle that trap of comparisons. Amen. God bless you, William Webb IV. It is wonderful to see you this morning. Amen. If you are with us on YouTube, give me a shout out. If you are on Facebook, give me a shout out. I want to give you a blessing. So I want to make sure we get into the Word of God before we log off today. So let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18. And we're looking at verses 9 through 14. Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. Hallelujah. Now look, I'm reading in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Amen. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and looked down on everyone else. Look at this statement. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and looked down on everyone else. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee was standing and praying like this about himself: God, I thank you that I'm not like the other people, greedy, unrighteous, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of everything I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but kept striking his chest and saying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you, this one went down to his house justified rather than the other, because everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. What brings you kingdom value? Humility. If you want kingdom value, if you want real value, not what the world offers, then you will humble yourselves. You will beat your chest knowing that if it was not for the grace of God on your life? Where would you be? What would you have? What trash can would you be eating out of? What needle would you have in your arm? What hotel would you be in? What corner would you be standing on? What grate would you be laying on with a cardboard box? Stop playing. Stop playing, y'all. Only your justification, the fact that you believe of the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ on account of you who was a sinner and your humility. Read verse 14 again. I tell you, this one went down to his house justified rather than the other one. Because everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. Don't play. You will be humbled. You rise up against somebody. You rise up like you self-righteous. You rise up like you got it all together, honey. You will be humbled. Amen. And the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Activate your humility. It is humility versus self-righteousness. Are you going to be humble and activate your kingdom value that when you go out into the world, that you're not looking for the world to love you? You're not looking for the world to receive you. You are going humble, justified because of the blood shed of Jesus Christ, and that you let God give you favor with man. You let God cloak you with his favor. You let God put you on someone's heart because your obedience shall command a blessing. You pray to God, the Father, who is the maker of heaven and earth, who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. That's who you turn to. You let God be your CEO. You let God be your boss. You let God lead you. You let God determine your kingdom value. You are valuable in God's kingdom. Amen. In God's kingdom. One more scripture and we're going to wrap it up for today. We are dismantling the trap of comparison. Don't you feel inadequate looking at somebody else? And then don't you get self-righteous thinking you better than somebody. People get on my nerves. Okay, because that you got four fingers pointing back at you. You better take that beam of wood out of your eye before you try to take that speck of wood out your brother's eye. We got to be careful with how we move, with how we treat people, how we look at ourselves. Amen. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. Yes, Pastor Carr. Okay. Y'all know I'm transparent. I've had too many embarrassing moments. Too many times. Okay. So that Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. It says, "For you are saved by grace through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is God's gift. Not from works, so that no one can boast. For you are saved by grace through faith. And this is not from yourself. It is a gift of God. It is God's gift. Your salvation is God's gift. The grace upon your life is God's gift. Not from your works. Not from your will. You are called. You are chosen. Praise God that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't get this thing twisted. Amen. Your kingdom value is through your justification or your belief in the saving grace of Jesus Christ and through your humility. Amen. I love y'all. God bless y'all. Y'all let me know in the chat if this blessed y'all on today. Amen. I hope it was something that the Lord spoke through me that was a blessing unto you. Hallelujah. I praise God for you. I praise God that you got up to seek a word from the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Zeddy. It is so wonderful to see you again this morning. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Carr. God bless you, Terry. God bless you, Rhonda. God bless you, Evangelist Evelyn. And God bless you, my husband, Dr. William Webb IV. I love y'all. Have a wonderful day. We will be back here tomorrow morning at 7. And don't forget, on Saturday, I am a guest minister on Saturday Breakfast. Amen. I will be on Saturday Breakfast, which is Pastor Michelle Mills' ministry, women's ministry, Saturday morning at 9:15. I will be going live again on YouTube and Facebook. So on Saturday, you'll get me twice. Amen. You'll get me at 7 a.m. Then you'll get me at 9:15. Amen. God bless you.